Well, Bob, first of all, same as usual, huh? You don't have to work our games, but you'd rather work the games.
Yeah, I would. I don't like sitting around just watching it and doing post-game shows. I mean, I'm happy we're doing post-game shows live on Fox Sports West and or Prime Ticket. It keeps us involved, keeps us traveling with the team because we're going to do it all the way as far as the Kings go, just as we did last year. But the weird part, Ted, is not preparing to do a regular broadcast, you know, just sitting there making notes during the game because that's what we're going to talk about on the postgame show.
So what did you see from this game from the matchup standpoint? I mean, you've seen San Jose play enough this year, but I think they're a little quicker or maybe faster since the trade deadline, huh?
Well, I think what happened when they came out first, thankfully for the Kings, Jonathan Quick was sharp in the first 5 minutes because San Jose had some excellent chances. I've got Quick now with making 202 saves on 212 shots.
Wow.
In the playoffs. And he gets another shutout, and he was brilliant. I was also impressed with the Kings' face-offs because St. Louis is a good face-off team. Now, they won the majority, I think 52% of the face-offs, but for two periods, the Kings were doing very well as far as the face-offs were concerned. And San Jose came in 7 of 24 on the power play against Vancouver, and the Kings kill all three penalties that they are power plays that the team had, that San Jose had. So there were points in there that the other point, I thought the Kings in the second period picked up the hitting and started to play the way we know they can play. It's not going to be, I don't think, as physical as the St. Louis series, and that's probably good. I don't know how many of those series you can play back-to-back. But second period, the Kings started to throw their weight around, and I think it paid off.
We just talked to McClellan, and he mentioned the penalty kill. He said, in my opinion, that's the reason they won the Cup last year. Mm-hmm. And it's been huge all around.
Yeah, and now 11 straight wins at home.
Yeah.
You know, you open at home finally, so first time since 1992, and you get this win. And yet it still was a struggle because there were so many good chances by San Jose, and they've got some great goal scorers, that about five or six that the Kings have to be careful of. St. Louis didn't have that, and that was their downfall. They didn't have the real sniper that could win a game for them just by scoring goals.
You know, we always talk about staying out of the box is important. I don't care what game you're playing, but especially maybe against this team because their power play, I mean, they move it around as well as any team I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, they do, and I mentioned that at one point. I think it was second period. I was sitting next to Jeff Moeller, and I said, boy, they really move it around on that power play. But as we've all said, your goalie has to be your best penalty killer, and Quick was just outstanding again tonight.
Is he as good as he was last year, you think, right now?
I think so right now. Yeah. I really do. There were times, as we all know, during the regular season, we didn't think that and wondered, is he going to get back to that level at which he played last year and then in the playoffs? And I think he's there right now.
So how much of a loss would it be if Stoll's out for a while from that face-off standpoint?
Well, I think it's very critical. He's most times the best face-off man that the Kings have, and didn't play at all in the third period. And maybe you asked the question about him, and as Darryl said, he didn't play and we didn't rest him. So.
Actually, I didn't ask that because I knew better.
You're learning.
but it will be a definite void.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, we were talking on the postgame show about who fills in there.
Yeah.
You know, does Richardson come in or who? But I think we'll know more. We don't know anything as of right now when I'm talking to you what the situation is. So we'll see what happens. But it would create a void as far as those face-offs are concerned.
And finally, we always talk about this team is built for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they showing that now, really, with their depth and their hitting and the wear-down factor?
Yeah, I think so. And the hitting wears the other team down. Yeah. And you look back, and here's Slava Voynov with three game-winning goals. You know? So you've got to get that balance, and you've got to get everybody contributing, and that's what seems to be happening. On the other hand, it's just one win. It's just one home win. And the Sharks will come back on Thursday and be ready to try and tie this series and go back to San Jose.
By the way, do you remember the last time? Was it 92? But you actually had home ice in a play. I mean, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
I know it is. And it was Edmonton, and Edmonton won that series.
Shows you what that means.
Yeah, yeah. And even St. Louis didn't win with home ice advantage. Yeah. Game 7 in Anaheim doesn't mean anything. They're out. Same in Washington. So you fight all year to get that home ice. And if you don't take advantage of it, it doesn't mean anything. Right now, it means a lot. Kings up, but only 1-0.
Enjoy the start. Thanks,
okay.
Mark.
Okay. All
appreciate
right.
It.